Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, Mafia, you didn't tell me. Or the Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter, what do you think of Jay Bruce going to the Tribe? Because I like his bat. I kind of compare it to Duda. I think Duda is helping Tampa with a shot at that wild card for sure with his stick. And I think that Jay Bruce is the same kind of player. Home runs and RBIs. I love what he's done for the Mets. I think he's going to be great in Cleveland.
It's a solid get for Cleveland, too, because they're without Brantley and Chisenhall right now in their outfield.
So what do you think Bruce can do for them down the stretch and in the playoffs?
Well, I think he just needs to be himself, do what he's done all year, be the power bat in the middle of a lineup. And then everything else will take care of itself.
So as far as that team and their injuries, and then Andrew Miller being out a little bit longer now than they thought, and having Kluber and now having a guy like Bruce, how do you like their chances?
I mean, I think this Bruce move was made simply because the Royals won't go away. The Royals still are chasing them. I'm not sure what the number is now, but I'm pretty sure it's about five or under.
In terms of the
AL Central Division.
Right. Well, so it's four for Kansas City. They're four back. And then, you know, as far as, and I have to get this right because this thing has totally butchered me. Minnesota's 4.5 back. Detroit is out of it. So are the White Sox. But that's as far as that division. And then the wild card has the Yankees and Seattle have the spots. But Kansas City's one back. Tampa's one back. Minnesota 1.5 back. Angels 2 back. Baltimore 2.5 back. Texas 4. Now, could you have ever imagined that Texas would be 4 back with as crappy a season as they've had?
And they've already started to sell off players, including Yu Darvish. So and technically, they're still in it. The only teams out of it in the American League are Chicago, Detroit, teams like that.
So you think 5 out, Toronto, Detroit, 6 is still out of it, done?
I would say Detroit's out of it too, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
But you have to believe, do you think Texas is still alive at 4?
I mean, if it's under 5, you have a chance, don't you?
Now, I think Arizona, Colorado have the wild cards. In the National League, St. Louis 70, Milwaukee 7, Pirates 9. I say they're all screwed. But when you look at the division, right? So St. Louis 1.5 out with Milwaukee, Pittsburgh 3.5 out. They're all in a better place in the division than they are the wild card.
And the Pirates have made some small moves to try to, like, you know, see if they can jump over the Brewers, see if they can jump over the Cardinals.
Don't they seem to be, though, at the end of the day, a 500 at best team?
That's what they look like. The entire division seems like that, except for Milwaukee and Chicago, and even Milwaukee's starting to turn into that right now.
Did they lose tonight to Minnesota again?
They've lost 4 in a row, Milwaukee.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So I have to get... Oh, I just saw that score. This thing is so butchered. I want to see, what was the score of that game tonight? Here we go. I just want to look at it. God, this computer is like 1982. Honestly, it is so backward-ass.
They were shut up by the Twins 4-0.
It was 4-0?
Yes.
And then last night, didn't they kill them? The Twins hit all those home runs last night, and they went off on them. And that game was in Minnesota. This game was in Milwaukee tonight, though.
And Cologne threw some scoreless innings at the Brewers tonight. So,
Willie Cologne?
That would be Bartolo Cologne. And if Bartolo Cologne is throwing scoreless innings at you this year, you got a problem.
I believe that. 855-212-4 CBS. So once again, the Red Sox win 8-2. Porcello, though, wins a game 6-14. He finally wins, and he's been completely jinxed.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been as bad as the numbers would tell you. I think the wins and losses are overrated, obviously. But, I mean, it seems like he can't really catch a break.
In the past 60 years, 7 pitchers have lost 20 games one season after winning 20. Nobody wants to join the club. Jerry Kuzman, Wilbur Wood. I remember seeing Wilbur Wood pitch for the White Sox in 1975 and lose 20 games. I was 10 years old. I went to see him live pitch at Comiskey Park with my dad on my birthday. I saw fat Wilbur Wood pitch.
That's a lot of games to lose.
Steve Carlton, I watched him pitch a lot. Just some other guys who you probably don't know. But how about your boy? Here's Louis Tion. He was another one of them. And Mel Stottlemyre. He went 12-20 in 1966.
Just think of how lucky you have to be to win 20 and how unlucky you have to be to lose 20 back-to-back years.
It's crazy, right? Are you surprised that I don't even know if they've turned on him in Boston? Have they completely turned on him?
No, I think it's more like Price is public enemy number one right now. And he won a Cy Young last year, so you can't really fault them for sticking
with
him.
So you think they've overlooked his failures because of David Price being a D to Eckersley?
And even in everything else Price has done so far over there, he's yelled at the media numerous times.
So he just has been a jerk in Boston.
Not going to end well, too.
What do you mean? You think it'll end nasty, even though they owe him so much money?
But he does have an opt-out after, I think, 2 more years. But he's got a lot of money coming to him, so why would he opt out of it?
Do you think he'll leave there for sure because he's been so miserable?
But then he has to go out on the free agent market again at 30 and in the middle of his 30s, and you don't want to do that.
And then he'd never get that money.
He would never get the money.
This is the only time he'll ever get that money.
And it's a nice chunk of change, too.
So he doesn't have to leave, and they'd owe him the money no matter what.
But will it get so bad there that he'll say, I don't need this money, I'm getting out of here?
Why, do you think he thinks Boston is like federal prison?
He doesn't seem happy there, honestly. I mean, he's got his guy there, Dombrowski. He's got some teammates that he's been with the Tigers over there. But
does he wish he was still, do you think, in Detroit or in Tampa?
I don't know. He just seems like nothing is satisfying him this year. Like, he can't stay healthy. He gets into the spat with Eckersley. Nothing seems like it's going well for him.
So I can't believe that we were just talking about the Texas Rangers because they're so awful all year. And they beat the Mets at Citi Field, and now all of a sudden they're, like, in it?
I don't think they're. I mean, the American League is so jumbled up. There are only 2 or 3 teams that are out of it. It's Oakland, Chicago, Detroit. If you're under, like I was telling you, if you're under 5, you have a shot. You can't say we're out of it if we're under 5 games. It's just a lot of teams to jump over.
How crazy do you think it is when the Dodgers are as good as they are that Colorado's played as effectively as they've played?
Well, also Arizona, too. You can't
both
forget about Arizona.
Both of them.
But the fact that the Dodgers have gone on this incredible streak and that, you know, Colorado and Arizona have hung around to basically be the 1 and 2 of the wild card, and no one has challenged them is crazy.
Do you think, so the Dodgers are 79-33, going for their 80th win tonight. They're up 3-2 in the ninth. Do you think that if they don't win at all, that this whole season's a joke?
It's a failure.
Failure.
You got to win. I mean, people can say it's a crapshoot, the postseason's a crapshoot, all they want. The team you have this year, and it's gone on these crazy streaks. They've lost, 10 games in their last 40? Something crazy to that effect.
It is.
If you're telling me you can't win with this team, and Kershaw's come back, and he's healthy, and you just got Yu Darvish, and you can't win, and Alex Wood has 12, 13 wins with one loss.
And you'll never win.
You'll never win.
If you can't win with this team, you will never win.
Plus, you have the best closer in baseball, too.
Jansen. So you think they're a lock to win it all?
I mean, you can't say they're a lock. Anything can happen. A broken bat base hit over someone's head in the shallow outfield, and you lose a game, you know, in the postseason.
Right. Do you think they'll, because they haven't won it since '88, do you think they'll blow it?
It's just hard. It's hard to say. I can't see Colorado or Arizona matching up with them in a long series. I can't see, you know, some other teams in the National League matching up with them in a long series. The National League, besides L.A., Arizona, Colorado, kind of mediocre this year.
You think? So you don't put any stock in Washington or the Cubs?
I got to see the Nationals at least win a postseason series first.
Do you think that the Cubs, Mad Hatter, will choke the Central Division and not get in?
The Brewers aren't good enough. The Cardinals aren't good enough. The Cubs are going to be.
They're not good enough, but they have almost the same record.
The Cubs will eventually.
The Cardinals
pull
are
away.
On fire right now. I bet on them tonight was my number one play, and again they did it.
I think eventually the Cubs will just pull away. The Cubs are better than these teams.
Even the way the Cardinals are playing.
This is really their first good streak all year.
Haven't we waited all year for the Cubs to pull away and be fantastic? And what happened with all those laid plans?
It's a fair point, but still.
Haven't we waited for Cleveland to pull away? What happened with that?
Well, I think eventually they will, too.
Eventually. People have been saying that the entire season, that eventually Cleveland and the Cubs will pull away, but they haven't. I mean, are you going to say that to me in 3 weeks when it's September?
If it's September and the Cardinals are still here, Then I'll come back to you.
Is there something to be said for the way they win world championships? I don't think they'll win it, but is there something to be said for the way they get there?
That's also true, too. They've been mediocre many times going into the postseason, and they somehow find a way to win titles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.